Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven and a half of the hour. It's Monday, November the 29th, last Monday of the month of November. We have 4 weeks. Is it Christmas on Sunday, right? Is Christmas on Sunday?
Saturday. Saturday.
All right, so we have less than 4 weeks to go. No? Five? Yeah, no, 4 weeks to go. Until 4 weeks ago last Saturday would be Christmas. Kiss 'em, as my children used to say. I think Megan said that more than Brendan did. So welcome, anyway, to the Monday edition of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm in the studio of Star 94.3 in Kauai, Hawaii. Jennifer is in her normal stead in Los Angeles. Jay is in her normal stead in Nashville, and Victoria is in her normal stead in New Jersey. The weather outside is not frightful. The weather outside here is delightful. Matter of fact, right now, it's 74 degrees. Hawaii is one of those places that's very consistent. The weather doesn't vary much at all. I spent the weekend, I've been with friends here, people that work with me, Larry Fuss, who runs some of the stations that carry this program in the Delta area of Mississippi and other areas of the world, is my tour guide and great friend, wonderful guy. And there's a technician here who's trying to fix all of the problems that Larry creates here. And so, but it feels very comfortable. I'm one of these people who gets very restless, you know, after a few days. Jennifer will attest to that. I think today I'm going on a helicopter ride around the island, and then I'm taking a boat ride around the island. Yesterday I went to, I think, Jay, I posted a few pictures, I think. I've not worked Facebook very well here because it just takes too many steps to get into it, and you know how I love that. But at any rate, it's...
But please jump ship on a Hawaii vacation. You have to enjoy it.
No, I'll be here for a couple more days. I'm not going to jump ship.
But what people may not realize is that Doug doesn't vacation well, and he did like a cruise with listeners and actually left, like vacated the ship halfway through because he couldn't handle it anymore.
Well,
so relax.
I was bored.
Make this a life lesson to enjoy a vacation. Good.
I'm very relaxed. Boy, I tell you something. If there's anything you can do here better than eating, I don't know what it is. I must have gained 4 pounds already. Eating. But one of the most disgusting things that I've ever seen in my life. The other day we stopped at a shrimp shop to have lunch.
And if you ruin shrimp for everyone, we're not going to forgive you.
Unless Russ sends pineapples home for us.
He tries to ruin chicken and turkey for everybody all the time. So if you're moving on to shrimp, I'm going to just turn
no,
on.
No, this is not about the shrimp.
I don't like shrimp, so go ahead.
This is not about the shrimp itself. There is a homeless problem here on this island like there is pretty much everywhere else. How do these people find their way here if they don't have any money, unless they were here? This guy was not a native Hawaiian by any stretch of the imagination, but he was homeless. He walked around behind the table where we were and urinated on the sidewalk in front of us while we were eating.
Charming.
It was the most disgusting thing that I have seen for a long time. And, you know, there's all different, everybody has different ways of dealing or working through things like that. I had all I could do not to get up and do something with this guy. Anyway, but that's the most negative thing. Other than that, it's quite a wonderful place. Speaking of wonderful and that which is not, so we'll counter the good with the bad, I am so tired of our approach, if that's what you want to call it, to the Chinese after yet another weekend. I don't want to call it a disaster. I was making arrangements to go to Israel for Christmas to celebrate Uri Geller, my friend's birthday. Nope, no more. I made the Israel shut down yesterday. A lot of other countries are shutting down because of Omicron. And here we are sitting
with... What I don't understand is the reports are that it's not as serious and that people are only having fatigue for a couple of days. So I don't understand why everybody's
Well,
shutting...
But, We see what they're doing, Jennifer, is they're reacting to the World Health Organization's declaration that it was a more, that Omicron leads, Omicron, I guess that's how you pronounce it, leads to something more severe. They don't know really. I think they're talking through their hat because they don't really know. I've listened to three or four different reports. Listening to the radio over here to this station, the news at the top of the hour, every ABC newscast leads with, oh, it's Omicron, look out, yell, scream, it's there. And so
yeah, but
here we go.
Beyond all that, though, I have a friend who writes for Science Magazine, and she's literally been saying for the last 2.5 months that, and they get a lot of data that they have to process before they actually write about it. So, like, she's always kind of several weeks ahead in terms of, you know, what information that the public has. And yeah. She's been saying for the last 2.5 months that this new variant, the Omicron, which didn't have a name at the time, it was called something else. But the South African researchers and the epidemiologists are the ones who actually discovered it and they've been studying it. And the jury is still out on how much more serious this could be. Moderna has already been briefed on this. They've already commented that in the spring they may have to rework the sequence to accommodate for this virus, for this variant. So it's... I don't know. I've heard a lot of mixed things, but I haven't heard that it's, you know, harmless. It's already in the United States.
I haven't heard it's harmless, but I read a study from South African researchers over the weekend, some doctors who, as you mentioned, have been studying it because they've had the opportunity to, and they say that more likely it's affecting men more than women. They said that it is affecting people 50-50, those who have had vaccinations and those who have not, and that it's creating, mostly what they're saying is that it's different symptoms than the COVID virus that we're used to. You're not losing your taste and smell. You're getting maybe a light sore throat at the most, but mostly it's just a sense of fatigue, and people are getting really tired for a couple of days. And so,
But you hear the fear.
We're not right. The, well, and this is
oh
the problem.
My God.
Is that it's almost like a cheer from people who were like, okay, we almost are getting better, and now we have something new to talk about, so we can shut everything down again. It's like it's the most strange thing.
Control, control, control. Meanwhile, we have the St. Patrick's Day parade supposedly going to return in full scale. That was the announcement, I think, before the up and down and sideways of Omicron. But I think... we ought not to get ourselves all worked up. What I'm worked up about isn't Omicron. I'm worked up because, once again, here's an example of what the Chinese government has laid on us. It's more of the same. These things that are coming as a result of the original virus that was leaked by the Chinese on purpose from the Wuhan lab. And now there's a weekend report that the cyber snoops in China are even focused on our children, the digital information that they have put together, the dossier, if you will, on pretty much every American adult and possibly on members of our families. These people don't have any scruples at all.
Well, that's why there was the effort to block TikTok, but then everybody freaked out about blocking TikTok.
For what reason?
Because I don't know, 100 million kids would lose their minds without TikTok.
Well, 100 million kids would become subservient to the Chinese in the next 20 or 25 years if we don't wake up to this stuff. And then there was a study in, I think it was the San Francisco paper, I'm just trying to find it now, that is a focus on the street vendors, the Chinatown street vendors, in the big cities in America, not only America, but elsewhere around the world, where not only are they, they're kind of infiltrating our systems, and then there is the support for terrorism and drug trafficking that's being funded by the knockoffs of Gucci and Prada and Louis Vuitton and Rolex and other luxury brands. You can buy them in Chinatown for a lot less than you can buy them for in the store. The only thing is they aren't really what they say they are. This is more the syndicated criminals that are selling these things. In New York City, apparently there are handbag hunts that go on all the time, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
TripAdvisor, I saw this yesterday. I was making a reservation. That's where I came up with this, as a matter of fact. A warning to people to look out for things when you're on. This is a tourist island that I'm on, and their whole life depends on tourism. So, you know, the island almost sunk, literally and figuratively, because of what's gone on the last year and a half. They're just getting back now to what the norm has been, and that's like 25,000 people a week come over to this island to visit. But TripAdvisor says that, quote, best places to find designer knockoff purses is not in New York or Honolulu, or Los Angeles, but over here in Hawaii. That is, you can get something that is authentic, but not the real thing. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? It's authentic, but it's an authentic knockoff. I suppose maybe there are a lot of knockoffs that...
It's the best fake you'll ever see.
Is that what it is? So, anyway, we got the Justice Department also forcing a subsidiary of a major Chinese-owned newspaper to register as a foreign agent because they find them snooping on residents of New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They're headquartered in Burlingame, California. I didn't even know. Where is Burlingame? Is that upstate,
Northern
Jennifer?
California. Mm-hmm.
Northern California. Probably near the naivete that goes along with living in San Francisco, where everybody is swell. So, once again, I think the work that we have done here talking about what's going on with regard to the virus is more underscored, or it's more important to understand how much the Chinese are infiltrating every aspect. And I know I sound like a broken record with this, but it is another reminder when you look at the Omicron.
Well, Hollywood and pop culture getting involved with influencing pop culture and Hollywood. I never thought for a minute I'd see John Cena crying over himself to apologize to the Chinese. I mean, it's just it's a totally different time, and it's in politics, and it's in pop culture, and it's in technology, and the media.
Yep. Wake up time. Speaking of time, it's 17 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. We're talking about how much I've eaten over the weekend, and boy, do I need to have Calitrin at my side. Maybe many of you have done the same thing for Thanksgiving. We ate, and I know I had a nice meal with Megan and Miles and Matthew, and had my time with little Jasper. But we're eating, and eating was okay for a day, but then I came over here and I've been eating and eating and eating since I got here. So I really know that my body is going to need Calitrin, and yours is going to need it as well. Calitrin, for those of you who are new to the program, is a fabulous way for you to lose weight and keep it off an all-natural way. So you don't have to have diets. You get results by just being steady, following the course of action described in their pamphlet and on their website, toploss.com. This is how you lose your belly fat, all right? And whatever other weight, wherever else you're putting it, probably somewhere else that's unmentionable. I'm not supposed to talk about thighs, right? Didn't I get into trouble last week with talking about thighs? Was that? No, that wasn't here. That was with one of my friends.
That's just never wise.
Yes, no, I understand that. All right, so weight loss stories galore at toploss.com. Success explained at toploss.com. Unlimited special buys using the DJV code at toploss.com. Get on it, toploss.com. Lose the weight, keep it off. Get on to the program now before you get really upset with the weight you put on over the course of the holidays. Toploss.com. Check out with the code DJV.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during a Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Elizabeth. After the hour, no matter where you are, it's 23 past the hour. Where Jennifer is 23 past 3. Where Jay is 23 past 4. And where Victoria is 23 past 5 where you are, Jay, right?
It is.
You're on Central Time. 23 past 6 where Victoria is. And 23 past 1 in the morning where I am. Woo-hoo. Time for us to bring in the next week of our Christmas giveaway from the folks at Works. I love their call letters, WORX, Radio 3. So we have a nice prize package that Jay's going to explain for us. We'll congratulate the winner from last week and move on right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, let's get to it here, Jay, with first congratulations to the winner of the first prize package from Works. The winner was the winner because Miles and I on Thanksgiving Day went through all the entries, and this lady was talking about soccer games on Thanksgiving, as I recall, and that was what appealed to
that was
Miles, because he's playing soccer. I posted a picture of him in his soccer outfit on my Facebook page. So who is the soccer player, that soccer player family that won?
Yeah, week one winner, Hannah Nicole, congratulations. Week one, we asked you to share your favorite holiday memory, and week two, it kicked off today. You have until Thursday at 12 noon Eastern to tell us what this time of year means to you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV shows the handle, and you have a chance to win the Works Holiday Prize Pack valued at $350. You can get all of that info on social media as well as DJVshow.com.
Okay. So don't enter and you won't win. It's hard, like the lottery. Hard to win if you don't enter. All right, here's how Samantha Jones is being written out of Sex and the City. Attention, Sex and the City fans. What's going on here? There have been a lot of people speculating on this, Jay, so what's the scoop?
Well, yeah, the reboot And Just Like That is not going to have the iconic Samantha Jones because Kim Cattrall doesn't want to be a part of it. And so it was kind of like, well, what are they going to do? She's already, the character has had cancer. Are they going to kill her off? Well, they're leaving the door open for Kim Cattrall to come back by having her in London. They couldn't just have her running around New York without running into any of the other girls. They already had her in L.A., and so there's going to be kind of some falling out. This is the rumor mill, but there's going to be some kind of falling out between Samantha and Carrie, and Samantha's in London, thriving, living her best life. But the creators of the show are really hoping that by season two, which, hey, that's the good takeaway, there's going to be a season two, that by season two, Kim Cattrall will be back.
I don't think so. She just signed on to How I Met Your Mother, that new spinoff.
The How I Met Your Father. I'm really excited for that one. Well, Kim Cattrall has been very adamant about the fact that it's not about more money. It's not about having more screen time or anything like that. She's very disinterested. She's not interested in coming back. She's shut that door. She wants to move on to other stuff. I agree with you, Victoria. I don't think the actress is ever going to come back.
Mm-mm. Well, what's the big deal? Under the circumstances.
Yeah, she was the most popular character on the show, so we're going to have
to
really
see.
No,
that's not what I'm saying. I didn't finish my sentence. The big deal about her, I guess if I were, well, this is maybe the way I live my life, and Jennifer was speaking to that in the last half hour, but under the circumstances, so there are a lot of people at work on 2-3 different projects at the same time. So she could have figured it out if she wanted to be on it.
Yeah, she
doesn't. It's not that she's doing other stuff. That's baloney. She doesn't want to do it. That seems to be it. 28 after the hour.
You didn't hear it from me, but the Cyber Monday deals at Kohl's? Amazing! I got 30% off Lego sets, 40% off jeans, and a Ninja Foodie for $119.99. I also got 20% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off because I spent $50. Did I mention the $15 cloak dash for every $50 spent? So yeah, checked off my gift list and stayed in my PJs. Win-win. Select styles. Offers valid November 29th. Lego coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to 4 commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2022 Toyota Mirai brings the future to drivers today. Recognized by Ward's Automotive as the 10 best engines and propulsion system winner for 2021. And starting at $49,500, expected to arrive at Toyota dealerships next month, the 2022 Mirai brings drivers luxury car design and performance while emitting nothing but water. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 word of the year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
A bipartisan group of House of Representatives arrived in Taiwan Thursday night for meetings with senior leaders, including President Tsai Ing-wen, in a showing that the United States is behind an independent Taiwan. The delegation includes reps from Michigan, two from California, Texas, and South Carolina. Journalist Gordon Chang on Newsmax says how the White House responds is paramount to what will happen in Taiwan.
We talk about strategic ambiguity or strategic clarity, the two poles, but what's happening right now is we've got a policy which isn't ambiguous, not clear as well, but the point is we're moving toward the strategic clarity end of the spectrum. That's a very good thing. That means Beijing will know what we want to do, and we have seen this throughout not only this administration, but also the Trump administration. We see the United States moving much closer to a defense of Taiwan. And if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear, and that's my great concern, because although Biden himself has expressed some pretty good sentiments in Taiwan, his administration have walked them back, and Beijing has seen the disarray in the White House and in the Pentagon. They don't respect Biden generally after Afghanistan, so Taiwan becomes the test of credibility of the U.S., and right now we are seeing Beijing almost daily testing the Biden administration over the island republic.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour on this Monday, November the 29th. Hi, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug, the D. The two J's are Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. What? What are you laughing at? What's the problem? Okay, come on. What? What is
it? Nothing.
Yes, there's something. What is it? Come on.
Victoria made me laugh, teacher. Leave me alone.
Why did she make you laugh, though? Come on.
Jen's making me laugh. It's not my fault. She can explain it.
Something
keep going. Sometimes it's better not to meander around the peanut gallery.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, who did I leave out? Victoria's here. Jennifer's here. Jay's here. Doug's here. The universe is telling us that it doesn't matter what's happening around you. You know, all the things that we think are important, your net worth, your health, your happiness, all of those things hinge on your thoughts, on your words, and on your deeds. So make sure that today and as you move forward, your thoughts are pure and your words are good and strong and helpful and your deeds are positive, and then you'll have what is a wonderful season. We're in the Christmas season. I was listening to a Christmas radio station over here. I'm at the studios of Star 94.3 in Kauai, Hawaii. That's hard. You know, we were...
It's hard to say.
All of the Hawaiian names, but the history of Hawaii is really fascinating. I'd sort of forgotten a lot of the stuff since the last time I was here. And the kings, you know, each island had a king, and they fought with each other for control of all the islands. And that's happened, like, seemingly...
I'm a fan of King Kamehameha. He was my favorite one.
Really? Okay. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure his family would be happy to hear that as well.
Maui. He's all over Maui. King Kamehameha.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
The thing that is amazing, though, is how the human race hasn't really matured very much. We still want power and control, and we're fighting with each other now about the same about power and control. We're doing it in different ways, but we're still fighting over power and control. And it's really, I don't know, I would like to think that we could mature a little bit and things could get better than they have been. Matthew McConaughey has decided he doesn't want to help make things better in Texas. All the speculation about him running, apparently that's no, 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 and no. So, what? Who had started that rumor? He didn't start it, or was it the book that he's plugging?
He didn't stop it. Okay, so he was on with Hugh Hewitt, of all people, like, months ago. Yeah. And Hugh asked him, you know, you've been saying some pretty common sense things. Maybe you could be the middle of the road guy that people are looking for. And have you ever thought of running for office? And he basically confirmed that he had thought about running for office. And so I think that kind of set things off. And then, like Victoria said, he had a book to sell. And so then you keep that going a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Look, when you're in public life and you utter a couple of things that have common sense behind them, people tell you to run for office all the time. And so just because he says no now doesn't mean that there won't be a campaign launched to get him to run. I mean, I think about my friend Larry Elder, who and your friend Doug, who ran for governor in California, and he had no, and I can tell you this because I'm his friend, he had no intention of running for governor. Zip, zero, none. Until people said, you know what, he's the one, and they did this concerted effort and a campaign. I know the woman who started it to finally convince him to run. So you never know. I mean, maybe it's not now, but maybe someday someone will get behind him and convince him to do it again.
Yeah, I think he'd be an interesting character. Certainly better than a lot of the blah-blah that we hear today from people who are so politically motivated. There's a rumor floating around over here. I heard two rumors over the weekend. One of them is that the Democrats are trying to figure out how to get rid of Kamala Harris and put Hillary Clinton in as vice president.
What? That's not even real.
Well,
I've heard Mayor Pete.
Oh, my God.
Mayor Pete,
Mayor Pete. Yeah, right.
Well, the reason that they're saying that is because there was a reporter who is pretty solid on
the Hill. Don't you love it when Victoria... Wait, hold on a second, Deborah. Don't you love it when Victoria, like, reacts to something like that when I say something
because
like that?
Because it's so ridiculous. Hillary Clinton's going to be vice president.
How many more ridiculous things?
I think she'd rather eat toads than become vice president after she made it very clear she'd like to be president.
Yeah. Well, just the way she could be president because Joe's not running again. And so the conservative wisdom seems to think so. Anyway,
so the story started that this Capitol Hill reporter, his name's Chad Pergram, he got a tip from some people within the White House, I guess, were one of his sources that said, start to look into how a vice president can be switched out, like what goes into that process. And so two schools of thought were coming out, either because both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are suffering with popularity issues, Kamala Harris even more than Joe Biden. And so the question is, does that mean
who
they're going
that
to try
said
to...
She was not of any value early on in the campaign, folks. I don't
that was me.
Too much better. No, it was me.
Okay, it was both
anyway.
Of us. There you go.
Yeah,
but anyway, so she comes in with her, you know, 28%, maybe it's even lower now, approval rating.
21% now.
Yeah, so now do they scoot her out and bring in someone else, like a Mayor Pete who might be more popular? Or they're even suggesting like a Gavin Newsom type, which I'm starting to shudder.
No, yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah, that was the other thing floating around here.
A Gavin Newsom type?
Gavin Newsom.
Well, no, like Gavin
Not
Newsom.
Not type, Gavin Newsom. God. Gets put in there.
God help the rest of you, because he's really screwed up California.
He's
so the rest of y'all,
horror show.
Enjoy. But, anyway, so that was like one of the equation. The other then is, or could it be that Joe is looking for a way out after maybe not this minute, but in a year or two? Is he looking for his way out? And then they would need a new vice president because Kamala Harris would be president. So those are the two schools of thought that are floating around right now.
The Democrats do not want Kamala Harris to be the next president. They want that was all their orchestration from Susan Rice et al.
I would correct what you just said. The Democrats, the committee, want her to be president. That's why they helped put her in that position.
But they realize now that
the people who are voters just are not, she's not catching on with them. Right.
The House of Gucci is in theaters this weekend. Be interesting to see how the box office total thing shakes out with our movie man Chuck Curry later on. But how many people, speaking of Gucci and understanding that the star of the show is Lady Gaga, but she starred with Tony Bennett in a concert last night. It was on, was that CBS? I think it was on CBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after 60 Minutes.
Yeah, and I wonder how many were, this fall. It's interesting what CBS is getting into, because Adele was last week with that concert and that thing, and then now this is Tony Bennett and Gaga's moment. Apparently, you were saying, Victoria, that he hit the notes. Oh. It was an incredible experience.
And he stood the whole time. I mean, there are much younger performers who are now, you know, in their 60s and 70s who sit down for the whole concert. And there's 95-year-old Tony Bennett standing up next to the piano the whole time. And just, I mean, he hit incredible notes. It was very emotional, especially if you had seen the behind the scenes of what it took for him to really get to that moment on the stage at Radio City, where his Alzheimer's is so advanced now that even 2 days after the concert, he didn't remember that he did it. And so, and Lady Gaga was very emotional because she had been working with him for months and he didn't remember her until she walked onto the stage and he looks over and he goes, "Oh, it's Lady Gaga." And that's the first time he had said her name in months. And so she's very emotional. It was amazing, but it was a cry fest. It was incredible. Yeah. But what a way to go out, though, to end in a storied career with a performance. Yeah. Two nights at Radio City.
Fabulous.
President Clinton was in the audience. There were a lot of celebrities there. It was a big who's who. So it was interesting.
Yeah. Nice. Nicely done. Speaking of that, how many people have seen Santa Claus in the mall? Are there Santa Clauses? Is that plural, Santa Clauses? Santa's.
Santa Claus I is the plural.
Santa Claus, yeah, right. Are there Santas in the mall?
Sure there are, right?
I don't know
with COVID. Can you put a little kid on top of Santa?
Well, last year you couldn't. That was my question. Thank you for asking it. Is there a move to allow children to sit on Santa's lap or to be...
I'm not allowed into shopping malls where I live, so I'm not sure.
Well, you what?
I'm not allowed into shopping malls where I live, so...
Right, okay. Yeah,
oh.
That makes sense.
Santa Claus was back this year for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that parade was all at full capacity again. So I think you can book Santa Claus at the Macy's on 34th Street in New York City.
That's
so,
cool.
I did that once with my little cousin who came over from Ireland, and what an orchestration that is. I mean, that's like, there are multiple Santas, and you go through
They're all over the place.
It's very well done.
There's four of them there. Mm-hmm. On different floors.
Well, they're all on the same floor and in the same village, but you don't know which one you're going to get. So it's very well done that they make sure that the kids don't see Santa Claus at all until they're actually in the room with him.
Oh, that's
really
cool.
Yeah, it's really well done. But I think I was in the mall on Friday, totally not for Black Friday stuff, but I just had to be in the mall, and I think there was a sign for Santa to sign up to have a picture with him. So yeah, I guess it depends where you are.
Yeah, right. Well, now today is Cyber Monday, and there are a lot of deals. Maybe we'll talk that through that a little bit on the Tech Talk thing. I just think there's so much hype about it. But apparently, from what I gather, talking to some of my friends over here, the deals are not that great. It's a lot of hype, but because retailers are trying to make up for lost time from last year, they are not as there are bargains to be had, no question about it, but are they good or as good as last year? And,
a lot of retailers did a sale pre-Black Friday because they wanted to get people shopping early because of supply chain stuff. So I don't know. To me, Black Friday seemed a little lackluster because I'd already done a lot of my shopping earlier on. But
yeah, more than half of all patients in our country have received a surprise medical bill, which can amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. But soon, patients are going to be protected from receiving these surprise medical bills. Here's Andy Solomon with that story.
Surprise medical bills are the major driver of financial anxiety and disruption for families nationwide. As of January 1, 2022, the No Surprises Act will protect patients from surprise bills from unanticipated out-of-network care. Nancy Brown, CEO of the American Heart Association.
A patient facing a medical emergency should only have to focus on their immediate medical needs, not on whether they'll be able to afford care not covered. The No Surprises Act is a major step toward protecting families from surprise bills that can cause a financial crisis.
Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, president of the American Heart Association.
Starting in January, patients will receive protections from surprise medical bills for treatments or tests they expected to be covered by insurance. Let's urge Washington to implement tough rules and strong enforcement of the No Surprises Act.
Join the national campaign to stop surprise bills texting SURPRISE to 46839.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Cyber Monday, eh? All right, 50, where are we? At 48 after the hour. I noticed that Senators Baldwin and Johnson, one's a Dem, the other's a Republican, issued a joint statement warning that outsiders may attempt to exploit the situation in Waukesha. What do we have? What's the latest on this guy? I've noticed a few more things about him that seem distressing. That is the fact he was walking around on the street or driving a car. I always love it. They say the alleged driver. Come on, let's. Can we push that out of the way when you know it's who the
That's like a journalism school thing that people get hung up on.
I don't get hung up on it. Anyway, so what's the latest on this guy? His name is Daryl Brooks.
He's facing, well, he will be, I think it'll be six charges for sure because a child died after he was charged with five charges of intentional homicide. The volunteers came together over the weekend to build a wheelchair ramp for a kid who was injured during the parade attack, which is really sweet. Of course, these moments, like out of tragedy, always breed some heroes. And certainly there are a few in Waukesha that are coming forward to try to help those who are recovering. There are a lot of people who are injured. I'm sure there are a lot of scams to collect donations and things, like there always can be, right? People pulling on your heartstrings, trying to create funds and such. But, you know, you do have, sadly, it takes some senators to remind you, hey, don't fall for everything. Make sure that it's a qualified source before you hand out the money.
So there's really nothing on this guy as to, we got charges, has he been arraigned yet? Is he
I don't think so. He's on bail? $5 million bail. No, there's
he
no,
he shouldn't have any
there
bail.
There is no, well, no bail. Against the law in Waukesha, though. So you have to
what,
have
in Wisconsin?
Bail.
You have to, oh, really?
Yes.
That should be changed. That guy should, there's no business being on the street. All right, food for thought, 10 before the hour. This is the DJV Monday program.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three past the hour. It's Monday, the DJV program. Time for Victoria to take us into Tech Talk, starting with Samsung's plans to do what?
They are planning to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory in Taylor, Texas, which is not far outside of Austin, and that's going to take place over the next 3 years. It's part of a huge effort to increase their manufacturing capacity and alleviate the global chip shortage, which, you know, is sort of wreaking havoc on a lot of sectors of our lives. So Samsung is a South Korean company, and they have about 5 million square meters for this facility. And they say that they really are hoping to boost production of the advanced logic semiconductors, which are used in cell phones and computers, which is really important because there's a big shortage on those right now. And they said they expect to start the work on the building, on the facility, in the first half of next year, and then they hope to have the site in operation by the second half of 2024. So it's a two-year build. The total investment is $17 billion. It will be the largest investment that Samsung has ever made in the U.S. Samsung's actually been in the U.S. since 1978, and they employ currently 20,000 people across the country. And so when they add on to this facility, they'll be hiring more people as well. Samsung's total investment in the U.S. is now, with this new factory, it's $47 billion. It's a pretty hefty investment into our economy. And, of course, President Biden has said that domestic semiconductor manufacturing would be a priority for his administration. He's consistent on that. It's certainly he's pushing that in that direction still. And we know we really need to address the supply chain issues. And so Samsung Electronics, The Kinam Kim, who is the vice chairman and CEO, he said in a statement that the factory will help Samsung to better serve the needs of its customers and contribute to the stability of the global semiconductor supply chain, which means taking all of that concentration away from Asia and diversifying it around the world. That is how you prevent a global supply chain from happening, you know, issues from happening again in the future. He said that he was grateful for the support that he's gotten from the Biden administration, as well as his partners in Texas. Governor Abbott in Texas, obviously very happy about this move as well, because it's a bigger investment into the state of Texas. So know, a lot of companies are in
and
the Austin
And he'll take all
area.
The credit for it. Look at what anyone's sure. running for governor. Look what happened. I he brought will. These guys to Texas. Woo-hoo.
Right. Well, I mean, no. the truth is Samsung's already in Texas, and they've already been there. But right. sure, he can probably yeah. fool some people and say he brought them in brand new, but he didn't.
All right. Online spending from this last weekend. We'll talk about that after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so we got Cyber Monday to deal with today, Victoria. What's going on? This is something that has been going on for, what, 15, 20 years?
Yeah, Cyber Monday. Yeah, I forget what date Cyber Monday actually started. It had been a trend that, I think 2005 it was declared an actual, you know, holiday yeah. or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how Cyber Monday does this year. There's a new report that shows Black Friday decreased, spending on Black Friday decreased for the first time ever since they've been tracking it. And so, online sales during Black Friday took a tumble this year. Online shoppers spent $8.9 billion this year. They expected it to be more than the $9 billion that was spent last year. And so analysts think that this is, you know, an uptick in early spending is to blame for this, which is true because a lot of people got scared away of, oh, there's no, you know, because of the supply chain issues, you can't buy a new TV or you can't get a laptop. And a lot of people started buying stuff in October really, really early. And a lot of promotions started running in October. So it's not really that surprising that Black Friday took a dip. I was in a mall on Friday, my local mall, and it was not that crowded. And so I just think that, you know, in general, people got more advanced notice this year about supply chain issues. And I think people just shopped earlier and got it over with.
Well, then you got Amazon and these other outfits that are trying to get people to buy online because it's good for them. But it is not good for the economy. It's not good for the American worker. It's not good for America. I think it's horrible, frankly. Anyway, go to the store.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.